Copperfield, he said. You bite, don't you? So do I. He showed me the stick. This is my bite, he said, and he hit me hard. Do you like it? He asked, and he hit me again. Is it nice? Again he hit me, and I cried. We did not like that first day of lessons. Mr. Creakle beat all the boys, but for some reason he did not touch Steerforth. The weeks passed. Every night I told Steerforth a long story. He enjoyed the stories and he became my friend. Mr. Mel liked me too. He taught me and I learned my lessons well. After a time, he took my board away. One day we had a holiday, so we did not have to do any work. We were all in the schoolroom with Mr. Mel, playing noisily. Steerforth was the noisiest of us all. Steerforth, Mr. Mel said, be quiet. Who are you talking to? Steerforth said. I'm talking to you, Steerforth, Mr. Mel said. Don't be so rude. I'm not rude, Steerforth said. I'm a gentleman, and you're only a poor teacher. A gentleman can't be rude to a poor man. You're not a gentleman, Mr. Mel said. Be quiet, Steerforth cried. Be quiet, or I'll hit you. What's the matter here? Mr. Creakle came into the room. He looked very angry. Mr. Mel, he said, what are you doing? Steerforth was rude to me, Mr. Mel said. Steerforth, Mr. Creakle asked. But his mother's a very rich woman, and he's a gentleman. Were you rude, Steerforth? No, Steerforth said. I just said that he was poor. I know that his mother is very poor, too. Is this true? Mr. Creakle asked Mr. Mel. Yes, Mr. Mel said. You knew my position when I came here. I think that you are probably in the wrong job, Mr. Mel, said Mr. Creakle. All the teachers here are gentlemen. We don't want poor men here. I'll leave, said Mr. Mel. Yes, said Mr. Creakle. Please leave now.